Play and playfulness are the true goals of a man's life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Play and playfulness are the true goals of man's life. Being happy, being playful, being joyful, being delighted with life is what life is all about. We come on the planet Earth not to have a specific job, not to have a specific calling, not to change the world, not to improve the world, not to disprove the world, not to make it worse, not to make it better. Just to live. And our purpose here on planet Earth is to live and to play and to be playful. Now, you say, that's very irresponsible. That's not the type of thing that we've been taught as children. That's not the type of thing that we've taught as responsible members of our community. We're always taught that we should be diligent and work hard and do things with a great deal of intelligence and responsibility. Well, so be it. Who is a happy person? Who is the person who is enjoying life the most? And that's the person who goes to the opera, the person who goes to the museum, the person who goes to the art museums, and the person who goes to the beach, the person who sits in his own home, who works in his own garden, the person who remodels his house for the joy of it, the person who works in his yard for the joy, the person who sweeps his walk just because he loves it to look clean. 10 seconds, 10 minutes, 10 hours later, you would never know he did it. Because the normal action of the world goes on. The wind comes up, the rain comes, the snow, the sleet, the hail, and the sun. All of these things change conditions very rapidly. 1 minute, we have order, and the next minute, we have everything in disarray. And, you know, isn't that a wonderful way to be? We never curse the sun or the rain or the wind or the actions of the weather for upsetting our beautiful walk, for upsetting our beautiful garden, for upsetting our beautiful life. We just say, hey, that's part of the game. And what is the weather doing? Well, if the weather is something that makes you mad, then the weather is naughty. If the weather is something that makes you glad, then the weather is wonderful. Well, we have the opportunity to create, call, name, enjoy the weather exactly what we want to do. I call the weather good. I call the weather lots of fun. I call the weather a great and enjoyable experience. I call the weather 99 and 99, 100% of the time, absolutely wonderful. Oh, there is a moment or two where something happens that I'm not prepared for, but it is not bad. But most of the time, the weather is quite wonderful. Most of the time, the weather is quite charming and quite beautiful and playful and just fantastic, making me feel just like a little boy, wanting to run out and play in the sun, wanting to run barefoot out in the grass in the backyard and have just such a great time, wanting me to go into the park and run around in the park and do circles like the little children do. Oh, the little children, they know how to play. They know how to enjoy life. They know what they came here for. They know that play and playfulness is the true goal of a child's life. And it's the true goal of a man's life, too. But the true goal of a child's life is, Mommy says, did you have a good time? Yes, Mommy. Oh, it's so wonderful. Did you have a lot of fun? Oh, yes, it's so wonderful. And the children only know it's so wonderful. Well, what went wrong? You look, have a frown on your face. Well, Jimmy took my car, and he took my truck, and he took my train, and I'm angry at him, and I don't like that. Well, let's go talk to Jimmy. So Mommy makes a playfulness out of it and goes and talks to Jimmy and says, Jimmy, how are you today? And Jimmy looks at her and says, oh, my gosh, she's not mad at me. She's not angry at me. Jimmy, how do you like playing with those toys? Oh, they're wonderful. Do you have toys, too? Oh, yes, I do. Do you share your toys with others? No, Mommy says that I should always take good care of my toys and I shouldn't share them because if I share them, they're liable to get lost. Well, what about other people's toys? Do you take their toys and play with them, too? Well, when I can. And do you take them home? Sometimes. Is that the right thing to do? Well, is that what your mommy would teach you to do? No, she wouldn't. What would your mommy call that? Well, Mommy's a tough lady. Mommy would call that stealing. And do you think stealing is good? Oh, no. Did you steal something from somebody today? Well, yeah. And what do you think you should do about it? Well, I think I should give it back. Well, okay. Then you just do whatever you think you should do. And so, within a few minutes, without getting angry, without getting upset, without forgetting the playfulness and the play of life, Mommy has helped to solve a problem. But she's not helped really to solve a problem. She's put conditions in right order. She looked at how Tommy's mother raised him, and she looks how she raises her child. And she raises her child to share, to enjoy everything, not to claim anything, but to enjoy it. And it's true, he does have toys, and if someone comes and steals them from them, that's not the right attitude. And she wants to have always the right attitude being expressed. And she knows to always have the right attitude to be expressed means that you must be understanding. And you must be tolerant, and you must be loving, and you must be forgiving. And the biggest thing that Mommy wants to teach her children, a loving Mommy, is non-possession. Because if you're possessed by the world you live in, by the house you live in, by the street you live on, by the sidewalk you have in front of your house, and by the sweeping of your walk and the raking of your lawn to take the leaves off, and the wind comes along and blows them all down again, and you think, oh my gosh, and you say, isn't it wonderful? I love nature. I love to rake the leaves because it's lots of fun. I love to do these things. I'm not trying to make the lawn clean. I'm not trying to make the lawn this or that. I'm enjoying the lawn. I'm raking up the leaves because that's a fun thing to do. It's a fun thing to do. And I'm a playful person. And I have done everything in my life to be playful. And playfulness is my true goal. Playing is my true goal. Having fun is my true goal. And you know, that's what it's all about. And that's all that it's all about. Isn't life wonderful? Oh, my goodness sakes, life is so wonderful. And this is what I turn my attention to every moment of my day. To the playfulness of life. To the enjoyment of life. To the respect of life. To the love of life. And as I do this, everything in my world and everyone in my world is happy, joyful, and fulfilled. It's a wonderful thing, and I love it, 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 because it's where I'm at. Have a lovely day, and rake the leaves in your yard, and make everything look beautiful in your world, because it's fun, it's a game, and you're playing. I love you. I love you. I love you.